Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast for Wednesday the 27th of March. Thank you for listening. I'm Sheena Conroy, and today I'll be looking at Isaiah 58, 6 to 12 from the Amplified Bible. Rather, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every enslaving yoke? Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from the needs of your own flesh and blood? Then shall your light break forth like the morning, and your healing, your restoration, and the power of a new life shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness, your justice, and your right relationship with God shall go before you, conducting you to peace and prosperity, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away from your midst yokes of oppression, wherever you find them, the finger pointed in scorn toward the oppressor or the godly, and every form of false, harsh, unjust, and wicked speaking, and if you pour out that with which you sustain your own life for the hungry and satisfy the need of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in darkness, and your obscurity and gloom become like the noonday. And the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy you in drought and in dry places and make strong your bones. And you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of buildings that have laid waste for many generations. And you shall be called repairer of the breach, restorer of streets to dwell in. I recently watched a TV adaptation of David Copperfield. Whilst watching it, I was reminded of what an awful character Uriah Heep is. He presents himself as humble, subservient, obedient to his employer in a grovelling way. One writer describes him as having cloying humility, obsequiousness, and insincerity, making frequent references to his own humbleness. However, his true character hidden away was dishonest, and he was eventually discovered to be a forger, a thief, and embezzler, a cheat. He took advantage of an employer who trusted him because he pretended he was one thing whilst being quite the opposite. He was seeking to impress people with his humility and obedience as a means to getting their approval and trust. His motives were self-serving. In today's reading, the people God is speaking to through Isaiah have similarities of going through the motions of what appears to be right so that others view them as worthy and God-fearing. Yet no matter how much they fasted or appeared on the surface to be doing all the right things, their real character did not match their actions. They appeared devout and faithful, but their hearts were not right. They mistreated their workers, were ungenerous, and took advantage of those less powerful than themselves. The preceding verse to today's reading says, "Is such a fast as yours what I have chosen, a day for a man to humble himself with sorrow in his soul? Is true fasting merely mechanical? Is it only to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him to indicate a condition of heart that he does not have? Will you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord?" Then, as I read earlier, verse 6 says, "Rather, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every enslaving yoke." Going through the motions of fasting or praying or doing any ritualistic thing may make us look good to others and may make us feel as if we've done our duty. But if these things are done with the wrong motives, they certainly do not impress God. He sees the heart and knows what truly motivates us. Cold hearts serve themselves. What motivates us should be not our own pleasure, or the approval of others. And like Uriah Heep, we should be honestly humble. J. John says, humility is to receive praise and to pass it on to God untouched. An old hymn goes, what may be my future lot, high or low concerns me not. This doth set my heart at rest. What my God appoints is best. Any spiritual discipline should lead us closer to Jesus and help mould our hearts into a servant heart like his. To serve others in a right, honest, and humble way displays love. True love for our neighbour seeks justice and shows charity. A respect for the Sabbath expresses our love of God. Time spent fasting and in prayer and contemplation gives us space to be with God, and helps show us the ways we can truly serve God and serve others. This passage goes on to promise that if we serve in love with right motives, we will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. We will receive all manner of good things, but most importantly, that our light will shine out of the darkness, and the darkness around us will be as bright as day. And this is the light that is seen by others and attracts them to Jesus. I don't believe they are fooled by insincere rituals any more than God is. People are attracted to the light of sincerity, a sincere love for God, and a sincere love for others. Shall we pray? Father, please help us to serve you and put down our own needs and desires. Father, please help us to love justice and mercy and grace, and to be able to display them increasingly. Father, please help us to be genuinely humble, sincere, and full of your light, so that we may serve others in a way that truly blesses them and brings you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Please listen again tomorrow to hear what Raymond has to share with us.